1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And, Coach, coming off of a pretty impressive win on Saturday over Lincoln Lutheran, go on the road and win 72-59.
Yeah, it was our best offensive output of the year, and I think it all started with our defense. I've had people tell me in the last couple games where our intensity level has just risen. We talked to our kids about it. You know, it was conference tournament time, and we talked to them about raising their level of intensity in the tournament, and they did. You know, we went 2-1 even though we were on the wrong side of the bracket. And then Saturday night, you know, our kids were confident. We had practiced for a full week, and sometimes you need that game to see if you've improved anything, and got off to a great start on the road, and you know, let a nice first quarter lead slip away right in the last 2 minutes, but then responded with a big second quarter, outscoring them like 24-6, and then that was about the margin the rest of the game. So thought our kids did a nice job of responding after a long week of practice.
Jamison Esch came through with 27 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino with 20, so you got the offense cranked up.
Yeah, our guard shot the ball extremely well, and it was nice to see Jamison. He's you know, a kid that, you know, beginning of the season, I think he had a lot of pressure on him because he knew that he was going to have to carry a lot of the load. And with Cesar out, it didn't work maybe the way he wanted it. And the ball's starting to go in the hole, and you can just see the confidence when he takes his shot. At first of the year, he was forcing shots, and now he's just taking the shots that come to him. He's a lot stronger in the lane instead of just letting the contact bother him. And then Cesar's starting to become healthy. I mean, he's probably 95%. I mean, he looks like the old Cesar at times out there, and that's good to see. And then Alex Sheehy threw in 12, and I think he was 4-for-4 from three-point range. When you make 12 threes, the game becomes real easy, and it wasn't our emphasis to go out and just shoot the three, but, you know, it's a little bit contagious, and everybody was hitting that night, and it really picked us up.
Having Cesar close to 100%, probably the biggest difference in the past couple of weeks.
I think so. Maybe more so just in the leadership factor day-to-day in practice. He's not afraid to voice his opinion. He's not afraid to grab his own brother's jersey at Lincoln Lutheran the other night and say, quit turning the ball over. And kids respond to that. Everybody does. Everybody sees that. And his intensity's picked up on defense. I think he can move a lot better right now than he could earlier, obviously. And he's causing a little havoc on the ball, and that improves everybody. I mean, it's a thing when you add a senior leader like that back to your lineup, and he's finally feeling good about himself. It just carries over to everybody else.
Big week for you. Adams Central tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic Friday, and then come around and play the next day, and that's a Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island just a few hours after that. So it's going to be a tough week.
Yeah, our kids, you know, we've had this three-game week now for the last 5 years, and they really look forward to it, the Heartland Hoop Classic, to top it all off. But, you know, they talk about it. It's a crosstown rival tonight. It's Grand Island Central Catholic, one of the best programs in this area, on Friday night, and then the Hoops Classic to top it all off. And we've been fortunate. We've played really well this week and in the past, and that's what we talked to our kids about yesterday is, you know, we played well last week, and this is the time that you want to start playing your best basketball. And I think that I can see our confidence in practices better and even in the games. So, you know, hopefully it all just keeps carrying over.
Yeah, City got 8-10 on the season, but this is the time of the year you want to get the momentum going, heading into the sub-district play. And when you guys get back and play the C2 schools again, this is a team that could be reckoned with.
Well, we thought all along, you know, since the beginning of the season, before we had our coaches meeting way back in October, I said, look at our schedule, coaches, and tell me where we're at. And they said 12-10 or 10-12, and that was fully healthy. Just because of the difficulty of the schedule and the fact that we had a lot of unknowns, and then we had an injury, you know, that starts the year. We played pretty well through it, I thought, and it's really made us a better basketball team. We can go 9 deep if we have to, and we've had some kids come off the bench and do an excellent job. But you're right, you got to play your best basketball this time of the year, and everybody's a little dinged up somewhere during the season, whether it's the beginning, whether someone gets hurt during the season. You can just tell by the scores. You look at them some nights and you go, well, something wasn't right there. There's enough parity around the state between all the teams in Class C right now You know, C1 and C2 is very evenly matched, I think. And so we've played a tough enough schedule to prepare us for the end of the season and this nice little stretch here before we go into districts.
This is a team that can be reckoned with at the end of the season if things start to bounce your way.
Yeah, you're right. You know, looking at our sub-district, Blue Hill's probably going to be our first round. You know, and then Donovan's the favorite. Everybody knows that. They're a state-rated team, and they've got the best talent probably in the overall district. And, you know, they're a team that's pretty scary because of their athleticism and, you know, what they bring to the table. But our team, I like where we're at. I like where we're shooting the basketball, and I like, you know, how we're really moving it. And hopefully tonight it shows up that we're really passing the ball a lot better than we did early in the season, and kids are maybe starting to learn to play together because this group hadn't played together much until, you know, in the last five or six games they've, you know, blended a little better and the chemistry's better. So, you know, I think we have a shot once we get to that point, but it isn't going to take just jumping onto the district scene. We've got to keep playing well.
Big test for you tonight, Adams Central. What impresses you most about the Pats?
Well, they're a very, very good basketball team, and we thought that coming into this season they'd be one of the top five teams in C1, and that's right where they're at. I think 3-1 pole and 6-0 the other, and that's where they should be. I think they've you know, played a tough schedule with the Lou Platt teams and stepping out and playing Northwest. And, you know, they've any game they've lost, they've been right there. You know, they've got the talent. Man, they're big and long, and they look all like basketball players, and the point guard is Fowler, and he's a veteran leader. You know, just a tough, tough team to match up with, you know, if you don't have any size. And we've got a little size, but, you know, maybe our smallness will be a tough matchup for them too, and they play great defense. I know they're priding themselves in the 30s on a lot of their game scores, is keeping their opponent in the 30s, and that's one thing that's impressed me, is they've won some games low scoring too, because I thought they might be a higher scoring team than they are. But, you know, they can get on a roll too and get really hot at the three, and they can really feed off their defense. So, you know, we got to value the ball so that doesn't happen.
Really a superstar on the team. They've got 5, 6, 7, 8 guys that average right around 7, 8 points per ball game. So keying on an individual is not going to be the case tonight.
No, it's not. It's not a team where you got to shut one guy down. I think there's certain tendencies you maybe want to take away from certain players, but I think realistically you just got to do your job in all aspects, because they run a lot of set plays. Fowler controls the offense as good as any point guard around. He's always communicating with his coach on what they want to get into and how they want to run it, and they usually get a shot out of their set or out of their offense. So you're right. There's no one that you're just going to say, okay, if we shut so-and-so down. I think a big key is to shut the whole team down, like on the defensive boards. We got to do a great job. They can't get second chances. And, you know, things like turning the ball over against their pressing, trapping defense.
Can't probably get into a track beat scoring brigade here tonight, can you?
You know, I don't know. I thought both ways on that. They're so tough in the half court because of their length, so we want to string the game out up and down the floor, but yet, you know, I don't know if we can outscore them. We've got, you know, 6-7 guys right now, right between 6 and 9 points. So maybe up and down. I think we're if you look at our averages offensively here lately, we're in the 50 range. And you know, I don't know if we can get to 50 on these guys. They're just that good defensively and that long. But we're going to have to take good shots. We can't just shoot long and then let it rebound long, because they're down the floor. So we'll you know, I think the tempo is going to be dictated by who controls the boards, because if a team's scoring, then they can get into their press. If they're offensive rebounding, they're stopping you from running. So I think that we want to run, and the fact is we're going to have to control the glass, and that's going to depend a lot on maybe how well we can test the shots and rebound.
The length on defense can cause some problems for your offense, getting the passes inside, just in the passing lanes. What do we do to kind of negate their length on defense?
Well, we've got to use a lot of good shot fakes and ball fakes right off our catch, and hopefully get them off balance so we can get some seams or some lanes to the basket. You know, I think their man-to-man defense is good, but they're bigger kids, and they don't have quite as quick a feet. Now, whether or not we can negate some of their length with our quickness on the perimeter will be how well we can maybe draw a defender to us and create something for somebody else. Screening's always a big thing, and movement, and I think you know, if we can screen and move without with a purpose, I think we maybe have a chance.
Okay, Glenn.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Adams Central for St. Cecilia. We'll check in with Zach Foster over Adams Central as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're sneaking up on the boys tip-off here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And, Coach, you guys coming off of a pretty good run to the Loop High Conference Tournament. Didn't win it, but you came close.
Yeah, we played well, we thought. The first two games were not completely up to what we had hoped. But obviously you can't be too unhappy if you get to the championship game. We played a 19-0 team that's number two in the state in Kearney Catholic. And played them tough. We had our chances to win, and unfortunately came a little bit short. But it was a good run.
Tyler Kierkegaard had a good ball game against Kearney Catholic the other night. So it was 17.
Yeah, he really, really led us. Our offense was kind of stagnant in some ways. Kearney Catholic's very good, and they took away some of the things we wanted to do. And so we needed somebody else to step up, and TK did that for us in that championship game.
It comes to the point of the season, heading down the stretch now. You want to be starting to play your basketball and getting things put together. Is that things starting to mold into place for you?
I think so. I mean, you know, our competition at the end of our schedule is much tougher, and so we've lost a couple of games here, but I think we're learning. I think that all of our losses have given us lessons, you know, and obviously time will tell as we come down the stretch here.
Okay. You go 12-0, and then you go, 4-4 in your last eight ball games. When you take a look at the last eight, there's some pretty good basketball teams in there.
Yeah, I mean, they're very, very good teams. Donovan's a good team. Northwest is a good team. Hastings High plays a really tough schedule. Their record's not phenomenal, but on the night they played us, they were really jacked up, and they hit shots. We still had, you know, a five-point lead with four to go, and you credit Hastings High. They came back and got that one. And then, obviously, Kearney Catholic's 19-0, and so the four losses we feel are to four good teams. But, you know, down the stretch here, we're going to play good teams, so we got to find a way to win those games.
Come to another crosstown rival here tonight in St. Cecilia, and I know these guys will probably be ready for you.
Yeah, they always are. I mean, this is one of those deals, you know, a rivalry game where you kind of throw out the records. That doesn't really matter. The fact that we're 16-4 and they're 8-10 does not matter at all. We're going to get their best shot tonight. They played phenomenal on Saturday against Lincoln Lutheran when I watched. They were making threes from everywhere. And, you know, you're just going to have to really buckle down and, you know, really execute tonight because there's not going to be any surprises. The kids grew up together. They know each other. They know what each other likes to do. So it's going to be exciting to see how it plays out.
Obviously, this is a game that your kids kind of circle on the calendar and look forward to playing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we try to approach every game that it's the same, but at the same token, I mean, this is a big game, you know, for what we just said. The kids grew up knowing each other. The families know each other. There's a lot of familiarity. And so with that, obviously, you know, heightens the intensity probably of the game.
What about St. Cecilia? It looks like they're starting to play a lot better now. Cesar Tino is back healthy again, and it looks like they're just playing more as a unit.
Well, Cesar, I think, is one of the top five players in the area. I mean, I think he's phenomenal. And so obviously if you have a guy like that who's been hurt all year, that's really going to hinder your progress as a team. And so the fact that he's back and he's healthy, I think, is the number one thing you look at with St. why they're playing better. And the other thing is just experience. A lot of their guys at the beginning of the year were very inexperienced, and a lot of those guys are not inexperienced anymore. You know, and what you're always going to see with St. is great defense, great teamwork, really being tough and physical, and that's always been there. Now they're getting healthy, so that's why they're getting scary right now.
Cesar's the guy who's going to draw most of the attention on your defense tonight. Is he the shutdown guy tonight?
Well, I would have said so for sure before Saturday, but then James and Esch had 27, so, you know, Cesar's still the guy you got to focus on the most, but Esch obviously is a very good player, and he proved that on Saturday.
Talk about some of the things you absolutely have to get done in the ball game tonight.
Well, number one, we have to rebound. They're very, very physical. They're very good on the glass. They're very good defensively, so we got to rebound the ball. We have to guard the three-point line. They have four or five guys that really can shoot it. Sheehy and Tino and Esch all had four threes apiece last Saturday. And so if we give them wide-open looks, they're going to make us pay. So I think rebounding and guarding the three-point line on defense. And then we just got to keep moving and being patient on our offense because they play great defense, and you're not going to get a great shot in one pass. We got to be patient tonight, I think.
team's got to hinge their success on defense. Is this going to be a race to 40 today?
It might be. I don't know. I mean, you never know in these type of games, but it definitely could be because what they've always prided themselves on, like I said, is their defense and being physical, and that's what we've tried to do this year. And so it'll be interesting to see kind of the battle tonight and how that plays out.
Okay, go on.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia as we get set for the boys ball game between Adams Central and the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Adams Central 16-4 on the season, ranked number 3 in Class C1. St. Cecilia coming in with a mark of 8 wins and 10 losses. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central goes with Jake Fowler, a 5'10" and senior. Tyler Kierkegaard is 6'3" and senior. Blake Overmiller is 6'3" and senior. Jesse Ackerman, a 6'3" and senior. And Matt Brown, a 6'3" and senior. Racing St. Cecilia. In the starting lineup tonight, you're going to see Jamison Esch, a 6'2" senior. Also, Joel Groffel, a 6'1" senior. Cesar Tino, a 5'11" senior. Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" junior. And Chris Hartford, a 6'5" senior. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left. There's a left wing backing up there. It's up and in. Jamison Esch knocks down a 3-ball. He had 27 points in the ball game on Saturday against Lincoln Lutheran. He hits his first field goal of the ball game here at 3-pointer from the left wing. 3-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Adams Central. Dribble penetration by Kierkegaard. His pass is going to be deflected away. Ball is brought down here by St. Cecilia, so a turnover for the Patriots on their opening possession. Cesar Tino with the ball on the wing on the right side, goes inside out of Esch, drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline, out to Cesar Tino, on the wing to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy moves it over to Jamison Esch, dribbles the ball at the elbow, back out to Sheehy. On the far sideline, that's Joel Groffel with the ball. Groffel on the top of the circle, now to Esch. Far sideline is Sheehy, shot for 3 is good. Alex Sheehy knocks down a 3, and the Hawks hitting a 3-pointer in the first 2 possessions. 6-0 is the score 1 minute into the ball game here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. So a couple of threes for St. Cecilia has got the Hawks off and rolling. There's Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler out here in 3-point territory. Feeds it over here to Ackerman. On the wing on the right side, down on the baseline to Overmiller. To Ackerman, top of the key, now to Jake Fowler. Over on the wing, left side, Tyler Kierkegaard. Driving down the lane, left side is going to be Blake Overmiller, and he's fouling the play. So a foul here will go on the Hawks. They go on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 1 on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. 6-0 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. It'll be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Overmiller gets it right into the lane. There's a shot by Brown. No good, but he's fouling the play. They came off with the inbound. Got the ball to Matt Brown, and he's fouled on the play. And the personal is going to be whistled here on Groffel. That's going to be his first. So that's going to send Matt Brown to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Patriots are a team averaging 51 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 37 points per ball game on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that's averaging 49.6 in offense, They're giving up 46.5 on the defensive end. Brown hits his first free throw. Second one is up there, and it is good. So he puts Adams Central on the scoreboard now. 6-2 is the score. The Hawks have the lead with 6.5 minutes to play in this first quarter from the Chapman Gym. Adams Central attacking in backcourt. Grauffel has got it. Grauffel gets it to Alex Sheehy to the far sideline now. To Jamison Ash, dribbles with the ball. Brings it out here to the top of the key. Dribbles it down the lane. Goes on the far sideline. Out of Hartford. Down in the corner. A three-pointer by Sheehy. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Fowler. Jake Fowler down the right sideline. Gets it ahead. Down to Brown. Spins on the low block right side. His shot up there. No good. Ball tapped out there. It is loose at the free throw line. It's picked up there by Kierkegaard. He has it stripped away here by Ash back at the other end to Cesar Tino. Tino has got it for St. Cecilia. He's trapped down in the corner. Has the basketball ripped out of his hands by Ackerman, and the foul is going to be called. Nope, traveling violation. Ackerman rips the ball away from Cesar Tino, and he falls down with the ball here, and he's called for the traveling violation. Second turnover in Adams Central here in the ballgame. 6-2 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top here in the basketball game. As the Hawks will play things in to Tino. Now to Ash on the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Spins, puts Ackerman in the air. Shot is up there and in. Chris Hartford scores in the lane there over Jesse Ackerman. Hartford's first field goal of the ball game. 8-2 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a lead. There's Overmiller. Overmiller spins left side of the lane. Comes back out to Jake Fowler. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Pass out on top to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard picked up there by Cesar Tino. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls the timeout. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 8, Adams Central 2.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS online at www.hastingslink.com. Also available tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 8-2 is the score. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a couple of three-pointers to get the Hawks off and rolling here in this first quarter of play. Overmiller's got the ball back outside to Fowler. Two-handed pass goes inside to Brown. Puts it up there over Hartford. Shot no good. Chris Hartford grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Hartford to the near sideline is Cesar Tino. Gets the ball ahead. That's Grauffel with the ball. Joel Grauffel will hand the ball away here to Tino. Here on the near sideline, Cesar Tino back to about 95% healthy coming off of that football injury. Had a great ball game on Saturday as he lit him up there against Lincoln Lutheran in the ball game as he scored 20 points against Lutheran. Driving for the hole there. A foul is going to be called, and the field goal goes down through the hole. Jamison Ash. Ash takes it to the hole, and he is decked on the play. Ash gets the field goal to go down, and the foul is going to be called here on Kierkegaard of Adams Central. That's going to be Tyler's first. Ash gets the field goal to go down. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. A two-man wrecking crew in the ball game on Saturday against Lincoln Lutheran. Ash scored 27 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino had 20. Ash has already got 5 points here in this ballgame on a 3-2. Now we'll go to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound in the lane here by Adams Central. So the Blue Hawks have a 10-2 advantage here early in the ballgame, just underway. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jake Fowler on the dribble. Moves it to the left side of the floor, reversing the ball. Now to Overmiller. Overmiller picked up there by Alex Sheehy. Overmiller working it down in the corner of the right side. Skip pass goes in the opposite corner. Kierkegaard for three. Shot good. Tyler Kierkegaard knocks down a three ball from the left corner. 10-5 is the score. There's a pass on the far sideline. Deflected out of bounds there by Fowler. St. Cecilia will play things in. Cannon Howell comes in. Here comes Brooks Asher into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. That's going to be Sheehy and Grauffel coming to the bench here for the Hawks. 4:18 to play here in the first quarter. 10-5 is the score. St. Cecilia onto a 5-point lead. Here's Asher with the ball. His three-pointer is put up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mark Brown. Mark Brown in the ball game now to Overmiller. Overmiller drives her back the other way to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Blake Overmiller scores for Adams Central as he takes the ball right up the floor. That's his first field goal. And it's now a 10-7 ball game as Adams Central has scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Jamison Ash working with the ball, cuts it toward the rack, down the lane. He goes, his shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kierkegaard. Tyler Kierkegaard gets the ball ahead, near sideline. Derek Shuck, 4-3, shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Brown. He works against Hartford, puts up a shot, it's up there, no good. Ball tapped down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Mark Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. Then in the ballgame, Thomas Skok now for St. Cecilia. Hartford checks out. Tommy O'Keefe. Check that. It's going to be Jesse Ackerman coming into the ballgame again for the Adams Central Patriots. And going out will be Kierkegaard. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And now St. Cecilia has got a three-point lead. And the Hawks center down in the corner to Caesar. A shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller of Adams Central. Blake runs her back the other way. Cuts for the hole. Contact made. Offensive foul. A charging foul is called here on Blake Overmiller. Trying to take the ball out of the hole. Overmiller runs over a Blue Hawk down there in the lane and picks up the offensive charge. First foul on Blake Overmiller. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Jake Fowler comes back into the contest now for Adams Central. Checking out will be Overmiller. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-7 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Esch bringing the ball back in the offensive zone. Left-handed dribble. Works it to the left side of the floor. Caesar Tino has got it. Now he's trapped down in the corner. Double team. There's a pass to Cannon Howell. Looks like down in the right corner. Shot is up there in by Jamison Esch. Esch hits a three ball. He's got 8 points here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 13-7. 2:54 to play here in the first quarter. As Jake Fowler has got the ball here on the near sideline. Fowler out near the 10-second line. Now his pass will be tipped as we intercepted by Cesar Tino. There's a pass. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Skok. And the ball is brought down here by Brown. Adams Central has got three turnovers already here in the first quarter. There's Fowler dribbling the ball in the lane. His shot is up and in. Jake Fowler took the ball out of the hole there. Cannon Howell fell down, but no foul called here. Cesar Tino back the other way. His driving layup is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman of Adams Central. 13-9 the score. Hawks are out on top of Adams Central, and now Zach Foster will slow things down here. And bringing the ball up is going to be Jake Fowler. Fowler brings it into the offensive zone here against Cesar Tino. Fowler dribbling with the ball, getting some instructions now from the near sideline, and head coach Zach Foster as we approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. 13-9 is the score. Fowler dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Now to Brown. Takes it down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. It rattles out of there. The ball is loose. It comes to the near side. It's picked up by Skok for St. Cecilia. Skok gets the ball to Asher. Asher now to Esch. Gets the ball ahead down to Cesar Tino at the free throw line. His pass is deflected away. Ball is loose here on the near sideline. It's picked up by Tino. Tino out to Cannon Howell. His shot from 15 is no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Shuck of Adams Central. Shuck gets it away now to Jake Fowler down the right sideline. His pass into the lane. Ricochets off of the glass. It's picked up here by Brown. His shot is up there and in. The pass came in high. It goes ricocheting off the glass and right back into the hands of Matt Brown, who lays it in. Probably not the way that Zach Foster had that one designed, but they got the end result, and that was a field goal in the lane. 13-11 is the score. St. Cecilia by two. Cesar Tino down in the corner. Tino brings her out here to Brooks Asher. Dribbles in the free throw line. Gives it up to Esch for three. Shot good again. Jamison Esch, the last two games, has been on fire. Had 27 in the ball game against Lincoln Lutheran on Saturday night. He's got 11 already here in the first quarter against the Patriots. 16-11 now. Down to 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Derek Shuck with the ball on the far sideline. Out to Fowler. A whistle away from all the action. Under the hole. And a foul is going to go here. Going to have a double foul. We're going to have Cannon Howell whistled for the foul for St. Cecilia. We're going to have Jesse Ackerman whistled for the foul here for Adams Central. So a double foul. Cannon Howell picks up his first. Jesse Ackerman picks up his first. So naturally with a couple of crosstown rivals getting here, the officials want to keep things under control. And some banging air into the hole there. And that was just the smart thing to do. Ackerman gets hit with a foul. Cannon Howell gets hit with a foul. Adams Central playing things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket, 42.6 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 16-11. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's Mark Brown with the ball, outside down to Jake Fowler, left wing, over Miller, shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Ball is going to be recovered here by St. Cecilia. On the rebound is Alex Sheehy as he runs the ball down the right side of the floor to Brooks Asher, loses control of the ball out of bounds. Asher trying to drive it to the hole down there in the right corner. Loses the ball out of bounds. The second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 26.6 seconds to play in the first period. 16-11. St. Cecilia got out to a quick 6-0 start on a couple of three balls in the first minute of the ball game. St. Cecilia has led the entire way so far. Adams Central is down by 5 points right now. Derek Shuck has got the ball, comes across the top to Kierkegaard. Now to Overmiller, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Back outside to Jake Fowler. The students were about 6 seconds ahead. Here's Jake Fowler taking the ball to the free throw line, spins, puts a man in the air, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out, goes to the far side, and goes out of bounds. And the quarter comes to a screeching halt. Boys high school basketball action here tonight. A good start here in this one. After one quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia is 16, Adams Central 11.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. A jammed house here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central here tonight. Patriots are trailing here after the first quarter, 16-11. Jamison Ashe, 11 points in the first quarter for St. Cecilia. Tyler Kierkegaard leading the way for Adams Central. He's got three. Patriots will play things in on the far side. Jake Fowler has got the ball. Now to Blake Overmiller. To Fowler on the wing on the left side. Kierkegaard, top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Overmiller grabs the ball in the corner. Gets it inside to Brown. His shot over Chris Hartford is going to be no good. The ball is going to be hit to the corner. It's going to be picked up there by Sheehy. Sheehy gets it in the hands now of Esch. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone here as Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Esch gets away from Overmiller. Gets the ball out of Cesar Tino. That is Sheehy. Sheehy just to the left of the lane. Dribbles once, takes to the right side as they feed the ball to the far sideline to Esch. Now to Hartford. His shot up there and in. Hartford hitting a second field goal of the ball game from the left side. He's got 4 points. 18-11. There's Brown. He spins. His shot over Hartford is going to be in there. Matt Brown hits the jumper at the other end. So two teams trade baskets. 18-13 is the score. There's Jamison Esch. Comes over here to Sheehy. Lobs the ball inside to Hartford. Backs up against Ackerman. Hartford puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Overmiller comes to the near sideline. Down to Jake Fowler. Head up high. Jake Fowler flips the ball away. Blake Overmiller. Bounce pass inside to Ackerman. He backs up. He puts it up there. The shot good. Jesse Ackerman gets the field goal for Adams Central. That's his first points in the ball game. And the Patriots are back to within 3 points at 18-15 after falling behind early in this ball game, 10-2. There's a shot by Hartford from the left side. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And that's going to go on Tyler Kierkegaard. That's going to be his second. In the first quarter tonight, St. Cecilia hit 6 out of 13 shots for 46%. Adams Central, 4 out of 9 for 44%. St. Cecilia was 3 out of 5 on three-pointers for 60%. Adams Central, 1 out of 2 for 50%. Adams Central dominating the boards in the first quarter. They had 8. St. Cecilia had 3 turnovers. Adams Central had 4. St. Cecilia had 1. Hawks had 1 steal. Adams Central had no steals. Hartford misses his first free throw. So it's 18-15. The Hawks have a 3-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So they hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 60% of their free throws so far this season. 19-15 now. The Hawks have a 4-point lead with 6:25 to play in the first half. Matt Brown has got the ball. His pass nearly threw it out of bounds. But Fowler chases it down right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Overmiller to Ackerman. Inside down to Brown. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Brown falling shot good. Matt Brown now with 8 points in the ball game for Adams Central. 19-17 is the score. And now here's Graupel. He's double-teamed here on the near sideline, and a jump ball is going to be called. Graupel here on the near side being double-teamed here by Overmiller and Ackerman. A jump ball. The ball is going to stay here with St. Cecilia and all the alternating jump as Joel Graupel will play things in for the Hawks. He'll get it into Jamison Esch. Esch on the right sideline has got the ball there. There's Cesar Tino. Tino on the far sideline. His pass is going to be deflected by Brown. The ball is lost and be picked up here by Overmiller. He drives, shoots, and misses. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. So the Hawks turn it away, but no points on the other end by the Adams Central Patriots. On the far sideline is Esch. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Graupel. Graupel sends it over in the wing on the right side to Alex Sheehy. Down in the corner to Esch. Lobs it right side of the lane to Tino. Now to Hartford at the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball dances over the top of the backboard and it goes out of bounds. So the Patriots will play things in. Derek Shuck comes into the ball game. Matt Brown checks out. Here comes Tyler Kierkegaard back into the ball game for the Patriots. And Ackerman will come to the bench. Checking in for St. Cecilia will be Cannon Howell. Howell checks in and Graupel will come to the bench. Graupel has been ill most of the week. In fact, he was iffy at best with his ball game here tonight. They're going to see how long he can go, but he got the start here tonight. Now he's resting on the bench. 19-17 is the score. The Hawks are up by 2 points. Derek Shuck has got the ball. Comes over to Mark Brown. Right side of the lane. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Gives it up. On the left side to Shuck. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. It's ripped right out of his hands, though, by Hartford. Chris Hartford has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it now to Esch. Esch into the forecourt for the Hawks. Jamison with the ball around the screen from Cannon Howell. Bounce pass to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy dribbling the ball out here as Adams Central saves their man-to-man defense. Cannon Howell, left side, Cesar Tino, 4-3, bingo. Cesar Tino knocks down a three ball from the left side. He had 20 the other night against Lincoln Lutheran. That's his first field goal here. That gives St. Cecilia now a five-point advantage, 22-17, and the Patriots throw the ball away. Mark Brown down in the corner had to go off of his fingertips into the tuba section over there in the St. Cecilia band department. That's the fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 22-17. Hawks have the lead, and they've got the basketball. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. They get into the offensive zone, though. There's a pass to Esch as they get the ball to Sheehy at the free throw line. Down in the corner to Howell. He's going to be called here for the traveling violation. Cannon Howell got the pass, then bobbled the ball. He's going to try to drive the baseline there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Four turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Back into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Matt Brown. So Brown comes in, and now the Patriots have the ball here, trailing by 5 points, 22-17. Jake Fowler into the offensive zone as he works against Esch. Bounce pass to Kierkegaard in the deep wing left side, gives it now to Fowler. Fowler picked up there by Jamison Esch of St. Cecilia as the Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. Kierkegaard now to Brown, top of the key, dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane, puts it up there off of the window, shot no good. Rebound Hartford. Hartford now to Esch to the far sideline is Cesar Tino. Tino down the right sideline, dribbling with the ball over there as Adams Central drops back in their man-to-man. Cesar Tino, bounce pass goes inside to Hartford, runs over a man, charging foul down there on Hartford as he runs over Tyler Kierkegaard. Chris Hartford picks up his first personal foul. So now the Patriots will come back the other way. Brooks Asher coming in, comes in for Esch. Also coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas Scope. Here comes Graupel back in. Hartford is going to check out. Tino is going to check out. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in quarter number two. St. Cecilia is out on top of Adams Central tonight by a score of 22-17. Patriots have the ball. Here's Jake Fowler. Brings it to the near sideline. Fowler stops. Gets it out here now to Mark Brown. Mark Brown to Derek Shuck. Moves over here on the right side to Kierkegaard. He's shot for three. Banks one home. Tyler Kierkegaard banks home a three-pointer from the right side. He's got two trays now and 6 points in the ball game. Adams Central is back within two. 22-20 is the score. There's Brooks Asher with the ball. Back in the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. To Joel Graupel. Graupel outside now to Cannon Howell as he holds the ball. Right sideline. That's Sheehy with it. Alex Sheehy dribbles with it. Comes over here to Graupel. Sends it down in the baseline to Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell picked up there by Fowler. flips it down to Groffel as he drives the baseline, runs into Fowler's. The baseline is cut off. They get it to Skokes. His pass down to the right sideline is going to be a Sheehy with the ball and sends it back over here. It's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it over here to Groffel on the left wing. Threw it over his head out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia. Ackerman comes back in. Blake Overmiller comes back in for Adams Central with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. We are in the second quarter here at the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead, 22-20. Adams Central can pull ahead for the first time here for the 3-point field goal here on this possession. Brown has got it, comes across the top now to Ackerman, who sends it back the other way to Blake Overmiller. Picked up there by Sheehy. Now to Fowler, top of the key. Jake, two-handed pass goes to Matt Brown. Matt Brown just to the left of the lane, looking, and a timeout's going to be called here from Zach Foster. Timeout is called here by Adams Central with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 22, Adams Central 20.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi power in a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875, yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight. St. Cecilia and Adams Central tomorrow night. We've got Hastings College basketball as Nebraska Wesleyan will be in town to take on Hastings. 5:45 pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's game tomorrow, 8 o'clock for the guys. 22-20 is the score here. Adams Central down by 2 points, but the Patriots have the ball as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the second quarter following the timeout from head coach Zach Foster. Overmiller on the wing. He's got the ball to Brown. Bounce pass inside is intercepted. Intercepted by Cesar Tino. He's trapped here in backcourt trying to get away. Now he does. A pass to Groffel. Down to Sheehy. That's the 5th turnover on Adams Central in the ballgame. Cesar Tino at the free throw line gives it up now to Groffel. Groffel moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane to Sheehy. Reverses the ball, gets it over here to Cesar Tino. Tino, two-handed pass on the near side to Esch. Esch takes the ball down to the baseline, now toward the goal. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds as he works it against Overmiller. That's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's 7 turnovers on the Hawks. Adams Central has got 5. And in the ballgame, Derek Shuck, and going out is going to be Ackerman for Adams Central. Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. St. Cecilia attacking back here. Here's Blake Overmiller down the far sideline as he works against Sheehy. Runs it into the offensive zone. Gets it out here to Jake Fowler, who brings it back to Overmiller. Overmiller dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Lobs it down low. Going for the hole, shooting and scoring is Tyler Kierkegaard. They got dribble penetration as they dump it away to Tyler Kierkegaard, who took about 2 steps and puts it in off the glass. And we're tied up now at 22 points apiece. Just by the 92nd mark here in the second quarter. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. So the Patriots have come from 8 points down in the first quarter. And now we're tied up with 65 seconds to play in quarter number 2. We've got a St. Cecilia timeout. 1:05 left here in the first half. It's St. Cecilia 22, Adams Central 22.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
1:05 to play here in the second quarter. 22-22 is the score. St. Cecilia led 16-11 after the first quarter. So now the Hawks will play things in following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. Asher will get things in to Chris Hartford, who immediately hands the ball away to Esch. Works the ball to the right side. Now circles around down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Sheehy grabs it. Keeps the ball alive out to Groffel out here in three-point territory. Joe Groffel looking to penetrate against Overmiller. Now he's trapped down on the baseline right side. Goes up with a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Hawks. They go on Joe Groffel. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls now on Groffel. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. 43 seconds to play here in the first half, and Adams Central has now got the ball. They have a chance to pull ahead for the first time here on this possession. We're tied up at 22 points apiece. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Esch, and he's going to be fouling the play from behind. Derek Shuck is going to be hit with a personal foul. That could have been intentional there, but Derek Shuck, I think, is going to get away with one right there. So Adams Central turns the ball away for the sixth time as Esch got the interception of the pass to the wing. Derek Shuck gets hit with his first personal. That's going to be team foul number six in the Patriots, but this will be a shooting foul as Esch will go to the free throw line. He's a 73% foul shooter on the season. 0 of 1 so far tonight. Shot is up there. He misses that one. Safe to say, not regarded as a very good foul shooting team, hitting 60% of their free throws. Adams Central, they've had trouble from the stripe as well, 57% of the year. We're tied up at 22 points apiece with 29.9 seconds to play here in the first half from the Chapman Gym. Esch will have one more as he squats there, dribbles it, throws it up there, shot good. So now the Patriots are down by a point, 23-22. Here comes Jake Fowler up the floor now, and Adams Central will go for the final shot here of the quarter. Fowler moves it to the left side of the floor, gives it away to Jesse Ackerman, who dribbles with it. Ackerman out of Blake Overmiller. Overmiller out to Jake Fowler. Looks at the clock. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Fowler getting some instructions from head coach Zach Foster. Down 7 seconds. They come to the near sideline of Kierkegaard. Down to Fowler. Looks up at the clock. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Fowler losing control of the ball. Picked up by Brown. He throws up a shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. So the Patriots looking for the final shot. Didn't really execute that one the way that Zach Foster wanted to. And they missed a shot here at the end of the second quarter. So the first two quarters in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. The score at the break, Hastings St. Cecilia 23, Adams Central 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Boys high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's St. Cecilia with a one-point lead here at the break over the third-ranked team in Class C1, Adams Central. The score is 23-22. St. Cecilia got off to a heck of a start here tonight as they hit a couple of three-pointers in the first minute of the ball game at a 6-0 lead. Hawks got out to a 10-2 advantage before Adams Central got their offense going. They scored 5 straight points. The ball within 3 points at 10-7. It was 16-11 at the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia continued to lead throughout much of the early portion of the second period before Adams Central came back and eventually tied the ball game up at 22 points apiece with a minute and 20 seconds to play. In the first half, St. Cecilia getting a free throw right at the end here to give them a one-point advantage at 23-22 here at halftime. Scoring in the first half of play for Adams Central, Matt Brown and Tyler Kierkegaard leading the way with 8 points apiece. Matt Brown has got 3 field goals. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 8. Tyler Kierkegaard has got a couple of three-pointers, and he's got a two-point field goal. He's got 8 points in the game. Jesse Ackerman has got a field goal and two. Blake Overmiller has got a field goal and 2 points. Jake Fowler has got a field goal and two. Adam Central is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia, they're being led by Jamison Esch so far. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Esch has knocked down 3 2-point field goals, and he's got a 2-point goal. Plus, he is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. So, Jamison Esch has got 12 points to lead the Blue Hawks in scoring tonight. Chris Hartford has got 5 points and a couple of field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alex Sheehy, he has knocked down a 3-pointer for his only points in the contest. Cesar Tino, also with a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points here at halftime. St. Cecilia is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. Adams Central, 2 out of 2. And the Hawks have a 1-point advantage here at halftime. The score, St. Cecilia 23, Adams Central 22. Take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime at the Chapman Gymnasium, 23-22 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Adams Central. Shooting numbers in the first half of play, they're about as close as you can get here. As St. Cecilia is hitting 8 out of 19 from the field in the first half for 42%. Adams Central, 9 out of 21 for 43%. On three-pointers, though, St. Cecilia hitting 4 out of 6 on three-pointers for 67%. Adams Central, 2 out of 5 for 40%. For rebounds, Adams Central has got 11 rebounds here in the first half. St. Cecilia has got 8. Adams Central holding a 3-1 advantage on the offensive glass here in the first 16 minutes of play. On free throws, St. Cecilia 2 out of 5 for 40%. Adams Central again 2 out of 2 from the line. Turnovers, St. Cecilia has got 6 turnovers in the first half. Adams Central has got 7 turnovers. St. Cecilia has got 3 steals compared to 1. For Adams Central, safe to say with no block shots. Adams Central, no block shots here in the first half of play. We just had a competition here at halftime, and we've got about a fifth-grade boy just walked away from center court holding his brand-new 32-inch flat-screen TV. That's the way you win these competitions out here. As a little guy took away a 32-inch TV to the sidelines. Anyway, that's what all the hooting and hollering was here at halftime. We're hooting and hollering now. That's a good basketball game as well. 23-22 our score here at halftime. And St. Cecilia has got a 1-point lead. We'll come back and we'll check some more halftime information for you right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym again at halftime. It's 23-22. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Earlier tonight, we had the St. Cecilia girls basketball team in action against Adams Central. And the Hawkettes rolling to a victory here tonight over AC. Final score of 57-39. Hawkettes led 19-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was 31-19 at halftime. St. Cecilia then outscoring Adams Central 13-3 in the third quarter to go out on top 44-22. And the Hawkettes go on to win in the girls' game tonight by a score of 57-39. Chanel Farmer led the way tonight for St. Cecilia. She got the Hawkettes going early. She had a three-pointer, had a couple of steals in the ball game, a couple of quick field goals, and the Adams Central Patriots fell behind 9-0, still with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. So Chanel Farmer leads the way tonight as she scores a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, had 3 2-point field goals. Chanel Farmer ends up with 12 in the ballgame tonight for St. Cecilia, the only player in double figures for the Hawkettes. The leading scorer for Adams Central in the game tonight was Kaylee Rader, as she came up with a couple of three-pointers and a couple of 2-point field goals. So Rader finishes with 10 for Adams Central. The Patriots are now 7-13 in the season. On the girls' level, St. Cecilia improves to 17-4. Adams Central plays at Ravenna on Thursday night. Hastings St. Cecilia will play their final game of the regular season on Thursday night at Sutton. We'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHIS. Tip-off time will be at 7:30, 7:15 for the pregame show right here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow night. Nebraska Wesleyan going to be in town to take on Hastings College at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tomorrow night. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game tomorrow, 8 o'clock for the guys. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan, the Prairie Wolves, in town to take on Hastings tomorrow night. We'll have the action right here on 1230 KHAS. More high school basketball action on Friday night. We'll be back here at the Chapman Gym. Another big rivalry game coming up on Friday night. Grand Island Central Catholic will be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia in boys competition. That's going to be an early ball game for the boys. 5:45 will be the pregame show. 6 o'clock for the tip-off on Friday night here on 1230 KHAS. So we got the second half coming up for you. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central at the break. The score is 23-22. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. So in addition to this Adams Central Hastings St. Cecilia matchup here tonight, a couple of other teams in involving Hastings schools also playing tonight. Hastings High boys and girls. They are in action up at the Tiger Gym. That was a girls-boys basketball doubleheader as the Creek Cardinals in town and take on Hastings High tonight. 23-22 is our score here. St. Cecilia out on top by 1 point. Hawks led 16-11 at the end of the first quarter. Adams Central then outscoring St. Cecilia 11-7 in quarter number two. The difference at free throw right at the end of the second period by the Blue Hawks. So we're set to go for the second half, 23-22. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right as we view her here from the Chapman Gymnasium. Adams Central will have the opening possession in the third quarter. Jake Fowler will play things in. Tyler Kierkegaard and Matt Brown with 8 points apiece for Adams Central, 12 points for Jamison Esch, leading scorers in the ball game. Here's Brown dribbling the ball all the way to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Misses the driving layup. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. The ball stripped away by Ackerman. His shot, no good. Ackerman is knocked down, but no foul called there. And the rebound comes down to Graupel. So it's a 23-22 ball game. Adams Central still has not led in the contest. We've been tied a couple of times. Esch has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Dribbles the ball to the right elbow. Gives it away to Sheehy. Now to Esch. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. His shot off of the window. Scores. Esch has now got 14 in the ball game, 25-22. It's a three-point lead for St. Cecilia. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball to the near sideline to Tyler Kierkegaard. Comes out here to Ackerman at the top of the key. Off to Fowler. Fowler holding the ball. Dribbles with it to the right sideline. Fowler, bounce pass goes inside. It's too far. It's going to be out of bounds off of the fingertips of Kierkegaard. Now the other official comes in and says, no, that was tipped out of bounds by St. Cecilia. So they give the ball to the Patriots. Adams Central playing things in right in front of the basket. The Overmiller puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good, and rebound comes down to Hartford. AC misses an easy one right there. Hartford with a rebound. Gets it into the forecourt. Now a traveling violation is called there on Sheehy. An unforced turnover taking it down the far sideline. It's 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. 25-22. The Hawks have a three-point advantage. Here's Overmiller with the ball. Backs up. Right side of the floor, bounce pass comes out to Fowler. Jake, bounce pass goes inside. That's Brown with the ball. He backs up, spins, puts up a shot off of the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Matt Brown scoring there. He's got 10 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Back to a one-point advantage now, 25-24. Esch in the lane, runs over a man, a whistle, and a charging foul is going to be called here on Esch. He runs over Ackerman in the lane. Jamison Esch picks up his first personal foul. Turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. Now the Patriots can pull ahead here for the first time. Here in the third quarter with 6.5 to play. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Jake Fowler, who's going to sign a letter of intent tomorrow to play football at Hastings College. Here's Blake Overmiller down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Hartford, but a foul is going to be called. Hartford is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Jake Fowler and Jesse Ackerman, among others at Adams Central, are going to be signing football letters of intent tomorrow, so they've got a lot on their minds as they play here tonight. Blake Overmiller to the free throw line. Overmiller's got 2 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. Overmiller, a 50% foul shooter, and now we're tied up again. 25 points apiece. The Patriots have not led in this ball game. Overmiller have a chance to put the Pats on top. Shot is up there. Shot good. Adams Central the lead, 26-25 now with 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. The first lead of the ball game now for Adams Central. And now the Patriots will attack here in backcourt. Sheehy comes to the near sideline. The Cesar Tino dribble penetration. Dumps the ball down low to Hartford. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up by Hartford. Has it tipped away. It's on the floor. And it's picked up here by Ackerman. He saves it to Kierkegaard. His pass down the near sideline. Deflected. Picked up by Brown. Brown gets the ball to Overmiller. And he's fouled into play. Nobody wanted to grab it there. It was loose a couple of times. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Graupel of St. Cecilia. That's going to be personal foul number 3 on Joel Graupel. Blake Overmiller goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Overmiller's got 4 points in the ballgame. Adams Central with their first lead of the contest, 26-25. Shot is up there. It's good. So 27-25 now in favor of the Patriots. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Overmiller toes the mark. His shot is up there. The shot good. Adams Central with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 28-25 with 5:47 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central again attacking here in backcourt. Groffel has got it into the offensive zone. Pass to the near sideline. Tino for three. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out of there and is picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller down the near sideline now. They get it to Brown, who's going to be called for a palming violation. Brown having problems with a dribble there. That's going to be turnover number eight on the Patriots here in the ball game. Mark Brown is going to come out. Matt Brown comes to the bench. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. 28-25. Patriots have a three-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Jamison Esch. As Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense, Tino has got it deep in the right corner. Tino gets away, dribbles into the lane, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Caesar Tino circles around and takes it to the hole and scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 28-27. Patriots with a one-point lead. Jake Fowler gets it out of Brown. Brown kicks her out here to Overmiller. His long range two is good. Blake Overmiller knocks one down there for Adams Central. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Patriots again lead by 3 points. At 30-27, matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Jamison Esch, dribbling the ball into the forecourt now as he works out top against Overmiller. Good defense by Overmiller. There's a pass deflected away by Groffel. Scramble is on. It's picked up here by Groffel, who calls the timeout. It was out here near the 10-second line. They had possession long enough for Kevin Esch to hop up and call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 30. St. Cecilia, 27.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, 30-27. Adams Central out on top. The Patriots ranked number three this week in Class C1, according to the Omaha World Herald. There's Cesar Tino with the ball for St. Cecilia, drilling with it in three-point territory. Moves it to the right side of the lane, reversing the ball, gets it to Groffel, now to Sheehy. Left side, Sheehy back out to Groffel. Now to Esch for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Derek Shuck with the rebound. Gets it away now to Blake Overmiller, who brings the ball back in the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Moves it over to Brown. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass against the Kierkegaard. Goes for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Kierkegaard took the ball in the hole there for Adams Central, and he is fouling the play. Kierkegaard will go to the free throw line now for EC. The personal is going to be whistled on Esch. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four already on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. Kierkegaard to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. His first free throw of the night. He misses it. Fowler's got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes Fowler back into the contest now for Adams Central. 30-27. Patriots have a three-point lead. There's the next shot by Kierkegaard. It's up there and in. So he's one out of two from the free throw line. 31-27. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Patriots at a 4:15 mark of this third quarter. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. Alex Sheehy has got the ball now to Jamison Esch down the near sideline against Overmiller. Overmiller tries to poke the ball away and can't do it. Rainbow pass down in the corner. That's Asher with the ball. Asher brings it back out here to Esch. Lobs it inside to Hartford. John is up there. No good, but he's fouled on the play. That one's going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Jake Fowler. Fowler picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Esch gets it into Tino in the corner. Tino out here to Brooks Asher in three-point territory. Asher dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass to Caesar. Caesar Tino on the dribble. Brings it back out here. Caesar Tino goes over there on the Sheehy. Sheehy nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but gets it under control. Cross-court pass comes to Asher. That is Sheehy. Tino for three. Shot rims off. No good. And the rebound in the lane there by Blake Overmiller of Adams Central. Down the right sideline. They get it there to Fowler, who gets it inside on the bounce pass to Mark Brown. He goes up with a shot and loses the ball out of bounds. It was either blocked back into his hands or he lost it out of bounds, but it went sailing out of bounds there in the hole here. The Patriots turn the ball away. 9 turnovers on Adams Central, 9 turnovers in St. Cecilia. 31-27. Patriots have the lead. Brooks Asher got the happy feet there. Gets away with one. Now we got a jump ball called over there. The ball was deflected away. Arrow is playing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will play things in. I thought maybe Brooks Asher traveled with the basketball, but the official's right there. 31-27. The Hawks have a 4-point lead. There's Ash lobbing the ball down low to Hartford. He's going to be fouled in the play. Hartford grabs it underneath the basket there, and he is hit on the play by Mark Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be the second foul on Mark Brown. Ackerman comes back into the ball game. Mark Brown will come out. Only the second team foul on Adams Central. They play things into Asher from the corner. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kierkegaard for Adams Central. Out of the pass, it's going to be deflected away. Kierkegaard slides in there, and they call the timeout. Tyler Kierkegaard, the ball was loose over there. Kierkegaard with a head-first slide to recover the ball over there. Great effort by Tyler. And then Zach Foster comes up off the bench and calls the immediate timeout there to save the possession for the Patriots. So a good heads-up play there. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central will have the ball when we come back. With a score, Adams Central 31, St. Cecilia 27.
Your shelter insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight. St. Cecilia winning the girls' ball game earlier this evening, 57-39 over Adams Central. Haley Rader had 10 points for the Patriots. Chanel Farmer had 12 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. 31-27 is the score here. It's a 4-point lead for Adams Central as the Patriots have the ball following the timeout. There's Blake Overmiller with it. Blake takes the ball down the lane. Jump pass goes to the far sideline, dribbling toward the goal. It's going to be Brown. He's called for the steps. Matt Brown had it on the right sideline, drove the ball into the hole, ran into some traffic there in the lane, and is whistled for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers now on Adams Central. Again, the Blue Hawks have the ball here in backcourt. Jamison Esch will bring things up against Brown. Esch gets away, dribbles into the offensive zone, down to Cesar Tino in the corner. Tino brings it up high, bounce pass goes inside to Hartford, and again he's going to be fouled in the play. That foul is going to go on Kierkegaard. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Tyler Kierkegaard. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in the second half. There comes Mark Brown into the ball game. Kierkegaard will come to the bench. St. Cecilia plays things in. Ash comes way out on top. Now to Sheehy. Comes across the top. That's Asher with the ball. Sends it inside to Hartford. Hartford goes down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Overmiller. So Hartford misses a shot from right in front of the basket. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 31-27. The Patriots have a 4-point lead. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Jake walks it up the floor and now drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. No good. But he's fouling the play here by Asher. Brooks Asher picks up his first personal foul here for St. Cecilia. And this is going to be a shooting foul as Jake Fowler will go to the free throw line. So Jake Fowler goes to the line here. Fowler's a 62% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It is good. Fowler will get another one. And now we got some problems here. As one of the spectators has dropped a bag of popcorn and the baseline at the opposite end of the floor here, so the maintenance department comes up and swoops that way. Little boy needs to head back to the concession stand for another bag. It's fresh and it's ready. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Jake Fowler. So a couple of free throws, and Adams Central has now built a 6-point lead here in the third quarter. It's 33-27. St. Cecilia scored just 4 points so far in the second half. Garofalo has got it outside to Sheehy for 3. Shot is up there. He buries it. Alex Sheehy hits his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And we're back to a 3-point ball game again. Just by the 2-minute mark, 33-30. Jake Fowler again walks the ball up the right sideline. Fowler into the offensive zone. Fowler on the wing. Now takes off. Dribbles it against Asher. Stops right side of the lane. Comes out to Ackerman. Top of the key. Sends it inside to Brown. Wheels in the lane. It's not going to be blocked down by Hartford. And the ball is recovered there by Brooks Asher. So a blocked shot. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds. It was off of the fingertips of the Patriots. So safe to say we'll play things in here in backcourt. 33-30 is the score. Adams Central has got a three-point lead, but St. Cecilia can tie here with a three-point goal. Jamison Ash comes into the fourth quarter. He works against Overmiller. Ash left side of the lane. Lobs it back out here to Asher. Comes across the top to Ash. Is stopped with three. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball to the near sideline. Jake Fowler has got the ball. Dribbles down to the left side of the lane toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out of there. It is loose. It's picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller shot from 10. That one won't go. Rebound. Ashe loses the ball. It's picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy flips the ball away to Ash down the far sideline now. As Brooks Asher with the ball. Down to Groffel. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Backs up. Puts it up off of the window. A shot no good. Rebound Ackerman for Adams Central. 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Patriots have a three-point lead, 33-30. And now the Patriots will play for the final shot, I believe, here in the third quarter. They get it over to Jake Fowler on the right sideline. Jake Fowler will just dribble with the ball here. Right in his face defensively is going to be Asher. Comes out near the 10-second line to Overmiller. Overmiller is picked up by Sheehy. Blake Overmiller just standing here with the basketball. Now he dribbles with it to avoid the 5-second call. Overmiller out here near the 10-second line with 25 seconds to play. The student body section over there yelling their enthusiasm that this is boring, but they're playing for the final shot of the third quarter. Is hanging on the ball. We're down to 15 seconds to play as the boring chats continue. There's a Jake Fowler just dribbling to the ball. Looks at the clock now with 8 seconds. Jake Fowler works against Brooks Asher. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it over to Ackerman on the wing. His shot is up there. It's no good. Kip try is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So they get their last shot. They can't convert. But the Patriots will have the lead going into the fourth and final quarter. After three quarters in boys high school basketball action here tonight, it's Adams Central 33, St. Cecilia 30.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
I took my Valentine to Mountain Mud. You know that coffee shop at Burlington Express. Or head down south to Am Pride and buy your honey a latte called La Potion Number 9. Mountain Mud Espresso, your Valentine's headquarters. Gift cards, chocolate covered espresso beans, and of course, Love Potion Number 9.
1230 KHAS.
So back for the fourth and final quarter here. 33-30 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. St. Cecilia will play Grand Island Central Catholic Friday night, and then we'll play in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday up in Grand Island. They've got a midday game against Raymond Central, so kind of a busy week for St. Cecilia here. Hawks are down by 3 points. Adams Central has got the ball opening possession here in the fourth quarter. AC leading by three. There's Mark Brown with the ball. St. Cecilia will be in a man-to-man defense. Mark Brown dribbles the ball against Howell. Goes inside, dumps the ball away, driving the baseline. Shooting and scoring is going to be Matt Brown. Matt Brown has now got 12 points in the ball game. Adams Central with the biggest lead in the ball game now at 35-30. Early this fourth quarter, here's another whistle, a traffic violation. Cesar Tino having problems with it here on the near sideline. That's going to be turnover number 10 on the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia has scored only 7 points so far here in the second half of play. They had a 23-22 lead at halftime. They're now trailing 35-30. So Adams Central is clamped down defensively. There's Overmiller trying to power his way to the goal, and he's going to be fouled into play. Overmiller down the left sideline. He cut it to the hole, and he runs in to Cannon Howell, who picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be St. Cecilia staying here on defense. AC will inbound the ball baseline right side. They get it to Jake Fowler back down in the corner to Kierkegaard. 4-3. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound. Brown goes back up. A shot blocked down. Blocked down. Out of bounds. Good play there by Thomas Skok of St. Cecilia. Skok gets a block there. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kierkegaard down to Overmiller. Outside to Fowler, now to Brown. Brown's going to drive the ball to the free throw line. Throws it to the far sideline. There's a shot up there from three. No good by Blake Overmiller. Rebound Brown. Brown brings it out to the elbow right side of the lane. And now they reset the offense here. It's going to be Fowler with the ball to Overmiller on the wing on the right side. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Howell. Cannon Howell has got it for the Blue Hawks. 35-30 is the score. It's a five-point lead for Adams Central. Cesar Tino tries to drive it to the hole. And it's off of his fingertips. And it was knocked out there by Ackerman of Adams Central. So it's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Sheehy. Going out is going to be Groffel. 6:43 to play here in the fourth quarter. 35-30. The Patriots have a five-point lead. St. Cecilia will inbound. Esch has got it down here. Jamison Esch. Lob pass way out on top. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy bounce pass down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Brings it up high again out in three-point territory to Cannon Howell. Holds the ball here on the near sideline. Cannon Howell dribbles once. Now to Esch, to Sheehy, left side, Cesar Tino, 4-3. Cesar throws it up there and scores. Cesar Tino knocks down a three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 35-33, Adams Central with a two-point lead. Patriots with the ball. Here's Brown, gets it away to Ackerman. Ackerman on the deep wing on the right side. Out to Blake Overmiller between the circles. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Overmiller, 15-footer put up there. That's down through the hole. Blake Overmiller knocks down a two-ball there. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 37-33, a four-point lead. St. Cecilia right here at the 10-second line falling down with the ball is Esch, but he was tripped on the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Matt Brown as Adams Central is applying pressure in backcourt. After three quarters, Adams Central now hitting 11 out of 21 shots, 52%. St. Cecilia 11 out of 28 for 39%. The Hawks were just 3 out of 9 in the third quarter. Adams Central, 2 out of 10, three-pointers. Adams Central is 1 out of 2 on three-pointers. St. Cecilia, 1 out of 5 in the third quarter. Here's Sheehy for 3. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game, and all of a sudden it's 37-36. Adams Central with a one-point lead. 5:36 to play. Here's Brown underneath the basket, and he's fouling the play. Hartford is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Hartford picks up his third. So now St. Cecilia has come back to within 1 point here, 37-36. Matt Brown goes to the free throw line for the Patriots. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He's got 5 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Matt Brown is a 56% foul shooter on the season, and his shot is up there. The shot good. 38-36. Adams Central with a 2-point lead. Kierkegaard's going to come out. Ackerman back in. Matt Brown will have another free throw attempt. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead, 38-36. Next shot is up there. That one is straight through the hole. It is good. 39-36. Adams Central again attacking here in backcourt. Jamison Esch has got the ball. Esch on the right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Picked up there by Overmiller. Esch comes over here to Cesar Tino. Picked up there by Fowler of Adams Central. And now we got a whistle away from all the action again. And a foul is going to be called in there. They're trying to hold the Cannon Howell out of the lane. And a foul is going to be called on Derek Shuck. That's going to be his second. So Shuck picks up his second. That's team foul number 5 of the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Esch in the lane to Hartford. His shot running from the basket is going to be down through the hole. It's good. That one wanted to jump out of there on the front lip, but went down through the hole. That is now 39-38. Adams Central again with a 1-point lead. So 5:10 remaining here in the ballgame. Blake Overmiller has got the ball. Overmiller on the wing, tries to angle it toward the basket and can't do it. Overmiller retreats, now drives it down the lane, dishes off to Brown. His shot is up there. Good, and he's fouled. Brown with some ball fakes down there on the low block just inside the lane down there on the left side. He's got the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in the play. Brown has now got 16 points in the ball game. He was fouled in the play by Cannon Howell. That's going to be his third. So Howell checks out. Here comes Brooks Asher back in the ball game. Matt Brown, who's a 56% foul shooter, goes back to the free throw line. He is 4 out of 4 so far tonight. Brown's free throw is up there, and a shot good. 3-point play there for Matt Brown. And Adams Central back down to a 4-point lead at 42-38. Here's Cesar Tino, dribbles the ball out of the lane, kicks it out here to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Asher. His shot for 3 is good. Brooks Asher hits a 3-ball. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And it comes from deep in the left corner, 42-41. driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard. No good. Rebound. Brown goes back up. He's calling the play. Kierkegaard moved it from the left corner toward the hole there. His shot would not go. But right there for Adams Central is Matt Brown, who draws the personal foul. And Brown goes back to the free throw line. The foul goes on Esch. That's going to be his third. Matt Brown will have two shots here. Fouling the active shooting. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Like we said a little bit earlier, neither team a very good free throw shooting team, or at least they haven't been on the season. Adams Central is hitting only 57% of their free throw tosses so far this year. St. Cecilia is 60%. Brown throws up his next one. It's good. Matt Brown has done the job tonight from the charity stripe. He has hit all seven of his free throws. Adams Central now with a three-point lead at 44-41. There's Jamison Esch with the ball down the near sideline, picked up by Overmiller. Sees Tino, top of the key, drives it, gives it up now to Esch for three. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound loose. Sheehy has it. Jump ball is called. Sheehy tied up in the play by Tyler Kierkegaard of Adams Central. The possession arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks will play things in. We got 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 44-41. Adams Central is at a three-point lead. Cesar Tino down in the corner, fakes the three, drives the baseline, puts up an acrobatic shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, is loose, as picked up by Hartford. Has the basketball ripped out of his hands by Brown. Brown just rips the ball right out of the hands of Chris Hartford. Adams Central has got the ball. There's Ackerman, drives the baseline, his shot no good. Rebound, Ackerman goes back up, his shot blocked by Hartford, and the foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Chris Hartford. That's going to be his fourth. Chris Hartford picks up his fourth personal foul. So now going to the free throw line is going to be Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman is a 64% foul shooter in the season. He has not been there so far tonight. He's got 2 points in the ball game. Ackerman will toe the mark here. It was ball club out on top by 3 points. The shot is up there, and the shot good. Adams Central hitting their free throws here in the ball game tonight. That's been a difference in the ball game. 45-41. The Patriots now with a 4-point lead. They've led by as many as 5 in this contest. Jesse Ackerman dips the knees, throws up there. The shot is around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound, Sheehy. So it's a 45-41 ball game. Cesar Tino with the ball, hustles down to the near sideline, gets it away to Esch in the corner. Skip pass goes to the far side. Sheehy's got it on the wing. Sheehy out to Cesar Tino. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Cesar Tino down the right side of the lane, stops there, goes over to Brooks Asher. His pass is wide of the target, out of bounds. Asher throws it to the far sideline. It was to the left of Sheehy into the student body section over there. Blake Overmiller may have gotten out there and had his hands in the face, but Asher commits the turnover. 11 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. 45-41. Adams Central has got a 4-point lead with 3:36 to play. They're in the fourth quarter. Foul called out here in 3-point territory. Tino picks up the foul. That's his second. Now, St. Cecilia is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half, so we're going to have free throws for Adams Central. The Patriots have committed 5 personal fouls here in the second half, so you got 1 to waste. Now going to the free throw line for the Patriots will be Jake Fowler. Fowler is a 62% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. That gives the Patriots a 5-point lead again at 46-41. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Fowler is set here at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark and is no good. Offensive rebound, Ackerman. And now a timeout's going to be called here by Zach Foster. So the Patriots have a 5-point lead. They will have the basketball after a big offensive rebound after the missed free throw by Jesse Ackerman. We got a timeout with 3:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 46, St. Cecilia 41.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central is 16 out of 18 from the free throw line tonight. The Patriots, a team that have been hitting only 57% of their foul shots on the season. They have flat gotten the job done tonight from the charity stripe, 16 out of 18 from the free throw line. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. Adams Central has built a 5-point lead at 46-41. So Zach Foster calling the timeout. Traditionally, this is about the point where he spreads the floor. And we'll see what he likes to do here. And this basketball game with Hastings St. Cecilia, Overmiller playing things in out of Jake Fowler. Fowler just standing out here in three-point territory, and he'll back up now near the 10-second line. Fowler works against his Cesar Tino. Jake Fowler comes here to Blake Overmiller, and that's exactly what Adam Central was doing. They got guys spread all over the offensive zone here. Blake Overmiller is going to dribble with the basketball out here. Overmiller drives the ball down the right side of the lane, fakes the handoff, still dribbling with it. Gets it out here to Ackerman, out of Jake Fowler. So we're going to have 3 minutes to go here in the basketball game. Jake Fowler dribbling with the ball. St. Cecilia, any foul they commit here will send Adams Central to the free throw line. That's Overmiller out here just across the 10-second line, picked up there by Groffel of St. Cecilia. Overmiller drives the ball to the free throw line, gives her up now. That's going to be Kierkegaard with the ball. Kierkegaard back out to Fowler. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the game. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead. They're going to play keep away here from the St. Cecilia defense. Fowler gets the ball now to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard is dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Groffel as the Adams Central fans come alive just to our left here. That's Overmiller still dribbling with the ball, trying to get away from Groffel down the far sideline. Now he's double-teamed to pass down in the corner to Ackerman. Ackerman brings it back out here to Overmiller. Back out to Jake Fowler near the 10-second line. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. The Patriots have a 5-point lead. Here's a Fowler with the ball. Fowler gets it to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller on the far sideline. Overmiller dribbling with the ball. Cesar Tino comes over to help out in the double-team. Now to Jake Fowler. Fowler takes the ball to the free throw line. A pass again to the far sideline goes to Ackerman. Back outside near the 10-second line. Overmiller down the lane. Stops his pass. Going to be deflected and a foul is going to be called. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Groffel. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. That's going to send Blake Overmiller to the free throw line. So the Patriots able to run some time on the clock there. 1:47 to play. 1:47 to play. They started with 3:30. A shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Blake Overmiller. He is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. The Patriots are 17 out of 19 from the free throw line here in this ball game. There comes Brooks Asher into the ball game now, replacing Joel Groffel. And the Patriots now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 6 points, 47 to 41. There comes the next shot by Overmiller. It's up there, and that one is in and out and back in again. Overmiller now with 12 points in the ball game, 48 to 41. Adams Central with a lead with a minute and 44 seconds to play in the ball game. Ash into the forecourt, down to Cesar Tino, down on the baseline. Tino stops, gets it to Sheehy in the corner. To Ash at the top of the key for three. A shot down the hole it goes. Davis and Ash knocks down a three ball from the top of the key. He's got 17 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are not rolling over yet. 90 seconds to play in the ball game. We've got a break with a score. Adams Central 48. St. Cecilia 44.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386. Or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow night it's Bronco basketball. Hastings College will take on the Prairie Wolves out of Nebraska Wesleyan. Women's game will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. The men's game will be at 8 on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. So it's a 48-44 ball game. Jamison Esch again leading the Blue Hawks in scoring. He's got 17 points in the basketball game. He nails a three-pointer in their last possession to pull the Hawks back to within 4 points. And now St. Cecilia will attack back here in backcourt. The last time Adams Central had the ball, they worked the clock from the 3:30 mark all the way down to a minute and 40 seconds. As they keep the ball away from St. Cecilia, now immediately a foul is going to be called here as Cesar Tino is going to be hit with a personal foul. Tino picks up his third. That's going to send Jake Fowler to the free throw line for Adams Central. Fowler's got just 5 points in the basketball game. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Make it 3 out of 5 as that one misses. So Asher comes back into the ball game. Ralphel comes out. Ralphel is playing with a stress fracture in his foot. He suffered a couple of weeks ago. He's going to try to bear it out for the rest of the season. Next shot is up there. It is good by Fowler. And the score is now 49-44. Here comes St. Cecilia with the ball. Jamison Ash has got it here against Overmiller. Ash dribbling with the ball in three-point territory. Stops, comes back here. Cesar Tino has got it down to the left wing. Cesar Tino is in trouble. Bounce pass in the lane to Ash. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball poked out and is picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller, long pass down to Florida Brown. He drives the ball toward the goal. Fake, shoots, and scores. Matt Brown scoring there. He's got 21 in the ball game now. Now we got a foul called here on the Patriots. Cesar Tino knocked down right at the free throw line. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Overmiller. That's going to be the second. That's only the sixth team foul in Adams Central, so no free throws here. We're down to 57 seconds to play. 51-44 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Cesar Tino down on the baseline, and a shot is up there. No good, but we got a foul called here on the Patriots. That's going to go on Jake Fowler. So Fowler picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Now it's his seventh team foul on Adams Central, so we'll have free throws the rest of the way now. Cesar Tino was in the active shooting here. He'll go to the free throw line. Tino has got 8 points in the ball game. He has not shot a free throw tonight. 61% for the season. He's 11 out of 18 for the year. His shot is up there. The shot, good. Cesar Tino will have another one. 51-45 now. The Patriots out on top by 6 points with 54 seconds to play. We'll name our players of the game and also our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Cesar Tino will have one more shot. It's in the air, and that one is through the hole. Nothing but twine there for Cesar Tino. 51-46, a five-point lead, two-possession ball game. Here's Fowler with the ball. Dribbles up the floor, and he's going to be hit from behind. A foul is going to be called here. The foul is going to go on Groffel. And that's going to be his fifth personal foul, so Groffel is out of the ball game. Leaves with 49 seconds to play. Did not score tonight, but a great effort by Joe Groffel as he was ill for the past couple of days. In fact, his status for tonight's ball game was unknown right up until game time here tonight, but he's went all the way, and now he fouls out with 49 seconds to play. Fowler to the free throw line. His shot is up there at him. Fowler is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. Fowler with 7 points in the ball game. Adams Central 52, Hastings St. Cecilia 46. There's the next shot. It's in there, and the shot is good. 53-46. Again, the Patriots have the lead. Here's Asher with the ball. Ash bounce pass on the left wing. That's Asher. Drives it toward the hole. His running one-hander is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. And now Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Fouling the play by Matt Brown. That's going to be his second. So Asher goes to the free throw line. He has not shot a free throw tonight either. He's hit a three-pointer for his only points in the ball game, a 75% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. So Asher nails one. And now it's a six-point ball game at 53-47. 40.2 seconds remaining here in the ball game. Brooks Asher, the freshman, throws it up there. And that one is good. So he hits a couple of free throws, 53-48. Adams Central now inbound the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia pressuring. They get it into Overmiller. He's double-teamed back here. Now a foul is going to be called in backcourt. Let's see. Asher was there, and also Ash was there. Asher is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So he walked to the other end of the floor now. We'll have some free throws. Blake Overmiller will go to the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Overmiller is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, though. He'll have two shots here. As St. Cecilia is over the 10-foul limit. His shot is up there. It's no good. Overmiller misses his first one of the night. So it's a 5-point ball game at 53-48. 38.3 seconds to play. Blake Overmiller, second free throw is up there. That one is no good. Out for the front iron. Rebound comes down to Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Sheehy gets the ball away to Ash, who looks at the clock. Ash comes over to Tino. 4-3. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Kierkegaard of AC. Kierkegaard trying to grab the errant shot there from Cesar Tino. Goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. It'll be Esch playing it in baseline right side underneath his own basket. He gets it into Hartford, now to Tino, to Asher. Right side to Sheehy for three. His shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound, it's brought down by Overmiller of Adams Central. Overmiller now to Ackerman to the far sideline. They get it to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard into the offensive zone. He's going to be fouling the play. And that's going to send Tyler Kierkegaard to the free throw line with 15 seconds to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hartford of St. Cecilia. And that's going to be his third personal foul. So three fouls there on Hartford. And that's going to send Kierkegaard to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and his shot is up there. It's no good. So just as we were touting how well Adams Central is shooting free throws, they've missed a few down the stretch here. 53-48 is the score. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Tyler Kierkegaard hits a free throw. 54-48, still a two-possession ball game. 11 seconds to go. Asher with the ball. Now to Cesar Tino behind a Sheehy screen. Tino moves the ball down to the baseline. He drives, shoots, and scores. Tino gets the field goal. Now we got a timeout here from St. Cecilia. 54-50 is the score with 4.2 seconds remaining in regulation, and we have got a break. We'll take a timeout, 4.2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia trailing Adams Central 54-50.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Been a good one here tonight. Love these crosstown rivalry games here. St. Cecilia and Adams Central going at it in boys high school basketball. We don't see this during the football season anymore, but it's always good to be here for the basketball season. Adams Central will play things in. They get it on the far sideline. That's going to be Fowler, and he's going to be fouled into play by Cesar Tino. Tino picks up his fourth personal foul. So that's going to send Jake Fowler to the free throw line with 3.2 seconds remaining and a score 54-50 in favor of Adams Central. Fowler is 6 out of 8 on free throws here tonight. So Fowler will have two shots here. St. Cecilia over the 10-foul limit. The shot is up there and in. 55-50. So Jake Fowler will have another shot. The Hawks are down by 5 points. Next shot by Fowler is up there. It's good. So he hits a couple of free throws. 56-50. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here's Esch. His shot is up there. It is no good, and that's the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots knock off the St. Cecilia Bluehawks in boys high school basketball action tonight. Final score of 56-50. And a well-played ball game for both teams here tonight. Adams Central improves to 17 wins and 4 losses on the season. Patriots will play at Ravenna on Thursday night. Hastings St. Cecilia drops to 8 wins and 11 losses. The Hawks will get Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday night. Again, the final score, it was Adams Central beating St. Cecilia 56-50. Back with a recap after this.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
I took my Valentine to Mountain Mud. You know
coffee shop at Burlington Express, or head down south to Am Pride and buy your honey a latte called La Potion Number 9. Mountain Mud Espresso, your Valentine's headquarters. Gift cards, chocolate-covered espresso beans, and, of course, Love Potion Number 9.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Adams Central wins it tonight in boys' high school basketball over St. Cecilia. Final score of 56-50. St. Cecilia got out of the gates in a hurry tonight, hitting a couple of three-pointers. A minute into the ballgame, they led by a score of 6-0. 16-11 at the end of the first quarter in favor of the Blue Hawks. Adams Central finally come back to tie the score up with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the second quarter at 22 points apiece. St. Cecilia led at halftime 23-22. And the first lead for Adams Central in this ballgame came with 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter, as Adams Central led 26-25. Patriots had a 3-point lead going into the fourth quarter at 33-30. Both the lead to 35-30. Adams Central again led by 5 points at 46-41. St. Cecilia got back to within a couple of points late in the ball game, but Adams Central hitting some free throws down the stretch, and the Patriots win it tonight by the score of 56-50 over the Blue Hawks. So Adams Central is now 17-4 on the season. Again, they'll play at Ravenna on Thursday night. St. Cecilia drops to 8 wins and 11 losses. They'll play Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday night. St. Cecilia getting 17 points in the ball game tonight from Jamison Esch, 12 points from Cesar Tino, 9 points for Alex Sheehy, 7 for Chris Hartford, 5 points for Brooks Asher. St. Cecilia hitting 6 out of 9 from the free throw line of the ball game tonight. That's huge because Adams Central shot 31 free throws tonight. They were 24 out of 31 from the free throw line, a team that have been hitting only 57% of their free throws all season long. They connect on 24 out of 31 tonight. They were led by Matt Brown, who scores 21 points in the ball game. He had 7 field goals. He was 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. Blake Overmiller, he had 12 points in the ball game, including 10 in the second half. Tyler Kierkegaard had 10. Jake Fowler had 10. Jesse Ackerman had 3. So again, Adams Central wins it tonight, 56-50. Over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin-crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, it was St. Cecilia winning the girls' contest tonight earlier by the score of 57-39 over Adams Central. The Patriots turned the tide in the boys' game. They win tonight by a score of 56-50. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Good performances in the girls' ball game here tonight. Scoring in the contest, Chanelle Farmer, she led the way for the Hawkettes. She had 12 points in the ball game. Kaylee Rader kept the Patriots close for a while. She scores 10 points in the contest. In the boys' encounter here tonight, Matt Brown leading the way for Adams Central. He had 21. Three other guys in double figures. Blake Overmiller had 12. Tyler Kierkegaard, 10. Jake Fowler had 10. St. Cecilia getting 17 points from Jamison Ash, 12 points from Cesar Tino. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game here in this one tonight in the girls' contest will go with Chanel Farmer. Boy, she got the Hawkettes started early with a three-point field goal, a couple of steals early in the first quarter, a couple of more field goals. She had 9 points at halftime, ends up with 12 for the contest, but definitely was a factor tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia against Adams Central, as Chanel Farmer will be our player of the game tonight. She scores 12 points in the ball game as St. Cecilia knocks off the Patriots in the girls' ball game 57-39. And in the boys' contest tonight, Matt Brown. Brown leads the way. He had a game-high 21 points in the basketball game for Adams Central. He was 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. He hits for 7 field goals as well. Brown leads the way with 21 for Adams Central as they pick up a 56-50 win over St. Cecilia in the boys' contest here tonight. So Matt Brown of Adams Central, Chanel Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia, our players of the game tonight. Stick around. We got the coaches' postgame show up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
Again, Adams Central wins it tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score 56-50 over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have a chance to talk with both head coaches here. We'll start off with Kevin Asher, the head man at St. Cecilia. And Coach, boy, I guess it comes down to free throws in this basketball game. There's no secret around this. Adams Central hitting 24 out of 31 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia just 6 out of 9 sent the Patriots to the free throw line way too much in this contest tonight.
Yeah, you know, the second half, they took advantage of their size, and they should do that. I'm surprised they haven't done that a lot more this year. You know, the Brown kids are so talented, and Overmiller is a horse on the outside. It's just a tough matchup for a guard, and then he drives it so well and was dishing into number 50. And, you know, I got to give them the credit because they drove it and did what they should do, and that's win games in the paint with the size and the athletes that they have this year.
They out-rebound you guys to 29-15 in the contest. So.
Yeah, I thought that was the ball bounced long. I didn't think we checked real well. We talked to our kids about not getting any offensive rebounds, and you know, I don't think they checked out real well either. But the ball was, you know, sometimes it just, I looked at our kids on two possessions and it just didn't, you know, bounce it. You know, the Brown kids are so long and the ball was bouncing long, and they're just so tough inside once they get a, you know, the combo move. And you know, I told our kids we had to have a little more fight in us, and you know, we played hard. Put it right down to the end, and feel good about our kids with their effort and stuff. But, you know, you can't give up that many points in the paint. That's where games are won.
if these stats are right, I had you with one offensive rebound in the ball game here.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, and we're guard oriented. You know, we put four guards out there with Chris, and as sick as Joel Groffel is right now, he's usually, you know, a 2 to 3 rebound type of guy. But I saw him go to the boards twice, but he just didn't have the energy that he usually has. So you got to feel, you know, that our kids need to understand guard, forward, center, doesn't matter. They've got to get a little more aggressive on the offensive side of things because we weren't real afraid of them pushing tempo on us. They're not a run-it-up-and-down type team. They're going to set it up each time, especially against us because of their size advantage.
What happened in the second half? It didn't look like either team changed a whole lot. They just got a little bit more aggressive in the second half?
Yeah, they just looked at all mismatches and really did a good job of, Overmiller is being able to get to the paint. Brown's able to post up. Anytime they had a mismatch, they were right there taking advantage of it. And they did a nice job in that. And, that's tough to stop. We thought about going zone a couple times, but it was always in that 4-point range, and I just didn't want to give up anything there. So, credit that they went inside, and we struggled. You know, we had to hit threes to keep ourselves into the game.
So St. Cecilia drops one here tonight, and despite the loss, you guys did a lot of things right in this ball game tonight. You were within 6 points of one of the better teams around tonight.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you before the game, there's a lot of parity in Class C. They're the number three team in the state in Class C, one. I like our chances when we play like with this type of intensity. It's just a matter of maybe taking care of a couple things on the offense or defensive glass a little bit, and maybe getting a little bit better shot. But I thought we attacked well late in the about the last 4 minutes. We really attacked the rim, and maybe we needed to be attacking a little earlier to get that free throw, total up there so we can, maybe hit some one-on-ones and two shots and stuff. But we never, ever even got to the bonus till late. So, that was our own fault. We just weren't aggressive enough going to the hoop.
So, St. Cecilia drops it again tonight, 56-50 to Adams Central. Your bonus now, you got the Central Catholic and Billy Gavers' bunch coming in here on Friday night.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what I tried to remind the kids. I said, this is a great week for us. It's three intense games. Three big-time atmospheres, and the fact that when you're getting ready for districts, you can't beat that because your kids need to play. I thought we played really composed tonight because of the packed house and knowing their kid across the line from them and things like that, and it'll be very similar to that on Friday night with Bill. Our kids play a lot of summer league ball together. They know us. We know them. And they're as good a coach team as there is around. And, it's a deal where you come back tomorrow and put a little film in and see where you're at against them and where you're going to match up and what you're going to need to work on. But, you can't get anything better to prepare you for the final week of the season.
Okay, we'll see you Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks drop one here tonight to the Adams Central by a score of 56-50. We're going to bring in Zach Foster for a couple of minutes here as the Patriots win it tonight. And, Coach, your feelings on the basketball game here tonight. Your kids fell behind early. I'll tell you what, once you got cranked up, you were all right in this one.
Yeah, I mean, we are obviously ecstatic to beat a program like St. Cecilia. I mean, they're one of the best programs in the state, and they have been for a long time. Coach Asher does a great job, and, I mean, defensively they're sound, and, man, they can shoot the ball. I mean, Saturday they hit 12 threes, and I think what they hit tonight, 9 is what I heard. But it felt about like 19. Every time they needed one, it felt like they hit one. You know, somebody once said, the timing is the definition of greatness, and the timing of their shots was just huge, I thought. And we knew we would get their best shot, and we always do. And I like to think that we give them our best shot, but early they just were in a different gear offensively and hitting everything they looked at and really kind of put us behind the eight ball. So really proud of our kids for just responding and being tough-minded.
Yeah, St. Cecilia was 9 out of 19 on three-pointers tonight. Adams Central is just 3 out of 9. Basically, you won the game from the free-throw line. You got to the line 31 times in the ball game tonight, 23 out of 31. St. Cecilia, 6 out of 9.
Well, I guess what I would say to that is we're due because we've lost a couple games at the line. Donovan game, we were 3 for 9 down the stretch and really, really hurt us. And then Hastings High game, we went 0 for 6 down the stretch, really hurt us. I mean, so at least two games, in our opinion, we've lost at the line. So it's about time we won one at the line.
Rebounding-wise, a 29-15 advantage for the Patriots. Just one offensive rebound at St. Cecilia tonight.
Well, and we've said all year that we have some shortcomings, like any team. We think we're pretty good, but if we're going to be any good, it's got to be defensively, defense-minded, you know, and rebounding. And I thought, you know, even though they hit a lot of big shots, that defensively on the backboard, we really played well tonight.
Talk about what you guys maybe talked about at halftime. You came out a little bit more aggressive in the second half of play. You had the matchups that you wanted there?
Well, we kind of challenged our kids a little bit because we said, you know, St. Cecilia really likes to play physical. And when I say this, it's going to sound weird, but they play, they like to bully you when they're on D in a positive way. It's not dirty by any means, but they're very, very strong. They compete. They challenge you on every cut, every screen. They always challenge you. And I thought in the first half, they really physically kind of punched us in the mouth, and we didn't respond the right way. So we got on our kids at halftime and said, you've got to be more physical, because right now they're winning the physical battle. And so I thought in the second half we responded and played a little more physical.
3.5 minutes to go in the ball game, you decided to pull the ball out and had great success as you ran a couple of minutes off of the clock there, and they kind of shortened up the fourth quarter there.
Well, we just looked up and we thought we were either in the bonus or the double bonus. It was pretty deep. We thought we're making free throws right now. We're in the bonus. Let's spread it, and let's try to run some clock and get fouled. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work, you know, and it worked tonight. We got what we wanted, ran clock. We kept the ball away from them, which might be probably one of the biggest reasons why we did it, because we just felt like they were hitting about two-thirds of their shots, no matter what we did. So we just felt it was the best plan.
Matt Brown comes up with 21 in the ball game tonight. He's a horse in there.
He's very, very good. He's very talented. I still think he's going to be 6'7 someday, but unfortunately it's going to happen 2 years from now probably. And he's got like size 17 feet. He's very, very talented. He's long. He's athletic. And he was one of them we had to get on at halftime because – Hartford and some of the physical kids from St. really were pushing him around, I thought. And we had to get on Matt to, you know, when he makes his mind up that he's physical, he's fine. But if he just kind of goes out there and plays, he's not strong enough and he kind of gets pushed around. So really proud of Matt for how he responded.
So St., it gets Central Catholic as a bonus on Friday night. You guys, you get Ravenna on the Thursday night. So no easy cakewalk for you guys either this week.
No, and Ravenna, for I think only the second time in 10 years or 11 years, was not in the Final Four of our conference tournament. So they've been sitting around and practicing for about, you know, 8 or 9 days, probably just fuming mad. We just can't wait, you know, to get their taste of us. And so we've got to be ready to go. Going to their place, and again, when you see Ravenna, I don't care who's playing in the jersey, that jersey means something. And Coach Bronick, as long as he's there, they're going to be very, very good. So we got to be ready to go for sure.
Okay, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots win it here tonight over St. Cecilia by 6 points at 56-50. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So Adams Central wins it tonight on the boys' side, 56-50 over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Patriots now 17-4. They'll play at Ravenna on Thursday night. St. Cecilia drops to 8-11. They will take on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic coming up on Friday night right back here at the Chapman Gym. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings College from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHAS. Thursday night, we'll be with the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They will play a ball game against the ninth-ranked team in Class C2. That's the Sutton Phillies. That'll be a road game for St. Cecilia, always a tough regular season finale for the Hawkettes. And we'll have the action for you from Sutton beginning at about 7:15. And we'll have that St. Cecilia Grand Island Central Catholic game for you on Friday night right back here at the Chapman Gym. That'll be an early starting time, 6 o'clock on Friday night with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So a St. Cecilia victory in the girls' contest here tonight as they beat Adams Central by the score of 57-39. The Adams Central Patriot boys beat Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 56-50. From my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, John Debron. From my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.